Oh, hi. Could I ask the first question? If you could have a dinner a dinner with four fascinating or based or whatever with four people, whom would you invite?
On the spot here. Absolutely, Jared Taylor. Do they have to be living?
No. Whoever you wish. Just how would they, you know, just who would you
I
invite and
would.
why?
Oh, geez. Anybody I could talk to? Okay. Boy, I wish I could think about that, but you're putting me on the spot. I'd absolutely want to bring on Jared Taylor. I'd absolutely love to talk to Jared Taylor. I would have loved to have talked to Philippe Rushton when he was alive. So Jared Taylor,
Why?
Philippe Rushton.
Why would you love to talk to Jared Taylor?
I don't know. Just because he was, I guess maybe. You know, there's it's kind of weird because I've talked to him. There's not a whole lot, I guess, there's not a whole lot we would disagree on or a whole lot to really learn from it. It's just that I would sort of, I just sort of have a warm feeling from Jared Taylor just because he was kind of a very formative person that I listened to a long time ago. And it just, it's, I guess that's not a very substantive thing. There's not like a, it's not like something where it would be like a really, it'd be like necessarily a really intellectually stimulating conversation with Jared Taylor. It's just a guy that I would really enjoy hanging out with because someone who's really who I really have fond a fond feeling toward. I guess that's all it is.
Okay, and Phil Rushton.
Phil Rushton, because he just because of his life, because of his history. Because the thing is, Phil Rushton, he was before he entered sort of the Valley of the Damned by talking about race and intelligence. He was the author of the premier introduction to psychology textbook in Canada for a period. And it'd be really interesting to talk to him because this is something that he, in his work, he didn't really talk about. He didn't really talk a whole lot about sort of the mobbing that occurred against him. And I'd really want to. And it's really unfortunate that he died when he did, because that's something that I would want to learn from him, would sort of delve into is what was sort of the political issues and machinations that were going on regarding
Have you
him.
read his have you read his memoirs?
I have not.
He talks about it in that, so maybe.
Okay.
Also, I
Well,
did a book on him called J. Philippe Rushton: A Life History Perspective,
yeah.
when his memoirs weren't published yet. And looked at, but yeah, there's, so J. Philippe Rushton, and who else would you have there on your table?
Probably, I mean, okay, don't take this the wrong way, but really want to talk to.
Chaps, if you enjoyed that clip show, then you can see the entire video on my Substack. Link is in the description.